This is Chapters Network Live. We're here at Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 in Florida. And today, opening up everything, we have the Big O, Orestes Destrada. Oh, how you doing these days?
I'm doing great, brother. It's beautiful weather here in sunny Tampa Bay, and I can't complain. This is why we live in Florida.
Well, you do so much great work through the years, not just on the field in baseball for the Yankees, for the Marlins in Japan, but off the field too, behind the mic, behind the camera. Talk about your career a little bit for the new listeners out there.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Yeah, my career obviously started way back in 1981 with the Yankees. Before that, I was born in Cuba, raised in Miami. When I was 6 years old, we migrated to Cuba, and my parents came with nothing and built a great life for my older brother and I, and I was able to make it to the major leagues with the team that that my whole family have been fans of for decades. As I say, I came out of the womb a Yankee fan. Though I'm a Rays fan too, but there's no doubt as a youngster, before the Rays ever were thought of, I was always a Yankee fan and grew up loving the Yankees of the 70s. And I got a chance to sign with them in the early 80s and got up to the major leagues in 87 with that great team led by Lou Piniella as a young manager. Then I was traded to Pittsburgh, lockered next to the greatest player that I've ever seen in Barry Bonds with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and led by Skip Leland, Jim Leland, one of the greatest managers out there in the last 50 years. And got a chance to really taste the big leagues for a little bit, and but an opportunity came along to jump to Japan in 89, and I went to the Cebu Lions, who are in the news now because they've got a young pitcher that by the name of Tetsuya Imai, who's being posted now. So Cebu has a long tradition of great winning and great players. Was able to really shine there in the 90s for them. We won back-to-back-to-back Japan Series titles. Was fortunate enough to lead both their leagues. They have a similar American and National League type concept over there, and play basically the same type of schedule as far as spring training in February and March, and a long season culminating with their own series that just finished a week or so ago in their Japan Series that was won by the SoftBank Hawks over the Hanshin Tigers. But we were able to win three in a row, and I led both leagues in home runs and RBIs, and still, fortunately, to this day, the only foreigner to ever lead both leagues in home runs 3 years in a row. So
that is great. Oh, I'm going to stop you there. This is Chapters Network Live, Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7. So you led the league in home runs there, so that must have been some feat.
It was. I was very hungry. I was 27 when I got there, and hungry to succeed and give myself and my family an opportunity to still play at a high level and make more money. And around the corner, and by the time we won our third championship in 92, the Marlins came into existence. And that was a little too tempting to pass up. So I came back in 93 and to play for my hometown team, at the time, the Florida Marlins at Joe Robbie Stadium, and led them in home runs and RBIs in 93. 94, the strike hit, and I went back to Japan for a while and then retired. After retiring, I had a back injury that kind of prohibited me to continue, and I had lived pretty much based out of Tampa from my college years, and fell in love with the Tampa Bay area. And the owner at the time, Vince Domoli, had heard of me and brought me in the organization right before pitch one in 98, when they expanded again with Arizona and the Tampa Bay at the time, the Devil Rays. And so spent a couple of 3 years in the front office with them, and then broke off and got into my 22 plus year history of broadcasting. So baseball's definitely been in my blood, and both on and on the mic. So I've thoroughly been blessed by it and love it. And as far as tying it up to to the Tampa Bay area, the St. Pete area, Clearwater, Tampa. I have just a passion and a love for the communities here, excited to see new ownership and new kind of frontier, so to speak, right. What's to happen as far as getting the Rays to win what the eventual reason that a team plays at that level is to win a chip, man, to win a championship. So
no doubt.
I'm excited about that.
No doubt. In case you're just tuning in, we're talking to the Restless Destroyer of the Big O, Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7. This is your host, Steve Vaccaro, on the Chapters Network Live. Now, when you got behind the mic, talk about that career briefly, because we have to review the World Series and the playoffs a little bit. We want a little bit of time.
Yeah, no doubt. The mic was great. I was fortunate that I started at a radio station in Miami back in 2001. And kind of cut my teeth with that, and then fortunately was kind of noticed by at the time XM Radio. Now it's Sirius XM, but at the time XM Radio just landed their contract. It's been almost exactly 20 years now.
Wow!
Back in 05 with landing the MLB, contract and the MLB channels, and both in Spanish and in English. So I firstly jumped in. And created a show called Solamente Pelota in Spanish, and I was doing that in the afternoons, and then I was fortunate enough to also kind of do a dual thing and did a morning show with Buck Martinez and Dan Patrick, who's the father of forget his son's name, but he ended up pitching with Washington.
Right.
Bottom line is that was a great experience, and it led me to being discovered by ESPN, and did 5 years of Baseball Tonight and also a bunch of things and on radio with ESPN Radio, ESPN Deportes. And around 2011, I came back home, if you will, because I was, doing Bristol and all over the place, for ESPN for those 5 years. I wanted to kind of come back home to Florida. So I came back home and started doing for 12 years the Rays Live, their pre and post game show from 2011 till 2023. And the last couple of years, last year I was in Japan with the Seibu Lions as their special advisor to the owner of the team. And that was a great honor and a great experience to be back. I always go back to Japan two or three times a year, but just for a week or two, for events or appearances. But this was a real experience to get back for 6 months and be with the team.
You speak several languages, right? I'm sorry about that. Oh, you speak several languages, right?
Well, I speak Spanish and English well,
okay.
And then I'm pretty darn good in Japanese and conversational, and can hold myself a little bit. But I would say I speak it well.
Okay.
But I speak it pretty darn good, and I always say that I'm Cuban born, American raised, and Japanese influenced. So
I love
it. All three cultures have played a major part in my life.
I love it. Real quick, let's review the World Series there, because it was seven games. It was one of the best World Series ever. I think a lot of people thought. What were your take on it?
It was phenomenal. It was captivating. I think it had so much ebbs and flows. The whole postseason was really exciting this year. Baseball, I would say did it right. It was really the players that did it right, and the teams that were involved were captivating. But as you got to the final, two, honestly, I thought that the Seattle was going to, take over and beat in a game seven, but they weren't able to beat the Toronto Blue Jays, and it ended up being the right team matching up against the power that is the Dodgers, because the Blue Jays did an incredible job, and I really, there's no doubt that in my mind and most people that follow baseball that they outplayed the Dodgers, but like in life, it doesn't always mean that you get outplayed doesn't mean you can't win. And
right.
The Dodgers did all the right things. But the series on a whole was captivating. You had game one that was a blowout. You're like, oh, my gosh, Toronto is just a powerhouse right now. They're so hot. Then you had Yamamoto come in and just shut the door down.
Right.
So it was a completely different game. Then you had the historic 18-inning game with the Freeman home run. And then you had kind of two more pedestrian type games in 4 and 5 that the Dodgers lost 6-2, 6-1. They were kind of the more normal games of the World Series. And then you walked into what were the greatest Game 6 and Game 7 that I've ever watched. And you and I have been watching, you know, World Series since the heyday of the Big Red Machine in the 70s, the Yankees lore of 77, 78. You know, and all these great series that were back in the day, but that one was I had to stand out. I know that it's most recent, so it's most in our face, but there were so many nuances that made it great, and it was nice to really do that. I think up to 51 million people were watching that Game 7, which is incredible.
Yes, talking to Big O, Orestes Estrada. Chapters Network Live, Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM. We're winding down here, but driving by here in the streets of St. Petersburg, looks like Tampa is coming back to home next season. What do you think?
I'm excited for it. I have a dramatic soft spot for the Tropicana Field. I know that it gets... kind of depicted as like, oh, you know, I need a new stadium. And there's no doubt. New stadium brings so much to the community, so much to the team, hopefully as far as revenues, so much excitement. But nevertheless, Tropicana Field has been the home throughout the tenure of the Tampa Bay Rays and a lot of great memories there. And I'm just excited for it to reopen again. With the new roof, excited for the businesses around Tampa, the St. Pete area that had to kind of fight through those hurricanes, namely Milton, devastating so many people in the areas of the beaches and all over, really. And so now that they get to at least know that they have the Trop back for, you know, these three seasons, and who knows if beyond, but, you know, as of right now, the talk is these three seasons. And then hopefully something will be figured out in the coming months as to what 29 will outlay. But for now, I think the fact that they had to leave the Trop for this 25 season, I think it's going to be kind of a mini, and you have new ownership and new excitement.
Right.
It's going to be a little reawakening, little kind of almost like if dare I say, a second honeymoon, so to speak.
Right.
You know, and recommitting of the vows to the Tropicana and the people of, predominantly the St. Pete fans that are going to get a chance to come back home.
Yes, sir. Oh, thank you so very much. Real quick, how can people get a hold of you?
Listen, you know, you can always get a hold of me. One of the things that you can get a hold of me is on FanStream Sports. If you go to FanStream Sports channel, on any of your mediums that you go, whether it be on Twitter or on Apple, it's definitely on YouTube. FanStream Sports channel. I've got a show that I started in September called The Big O Show.
Awesome.
Along with JP Peterson, who's a very well known broadcaster here in town. And so catch on FanStream Sports either the JP Peterson show or the Big O show.
All right,
Orestes. So.
All right, thank you so much, buddy. God bless you. We'll see you down the road real soon.
You got it, Big. Good luck to you, Steve.
Bye. Okay.